Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Baghdad today on an unannounced visit. She arrived in the Iraqi capital along with British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. The two traveled to Iraq after Rice's two-day visit in Great Britain. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from Baghdad.
Rice and Straw arrived in the middle of an overnight thunderstorm. They're here to help push the stalled political process forward. Rice said they would urge Iraqi politicians to wrap up negotiations over the formation of a national unity government. It's been over 3 months since the elections were held. Straw said the choice of leaders is up to the Iraqis, but the international community was concerned the whole process was taking so long. Rice said they were bringing messages from Washington and London directly appealing to Iraqi politicians to quickly form a government. During their visit, Rice and Straw will meet with President Jalal Talabani, beleaguered Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari, and his deputy and possible rival for his post, Adil Abdul Mahdi. Leaders of the main factions have been meeting to work out who gets what in the new government, but they're still squabbling over who'll be Prime Minister. Both the Sunni and Kurdish factions want the Shiite alliance to replace candidate Ibrahim al-Jafari with someone else. Yesterday, for the first time, a Shiite politician openly joined the calls for Jafari to step aside, but there's been no sign so far that he will. It's Jack Straw's third visit to Iraq this year, while Rice was last in the country in November. Britain has been Washington's greatest ally in the Iraq War, contributing troops to the initial invasion and maintaining thousands mainly in the south of the country in the years since. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.